Welcome to the Hope United Church podcast. We are one church with two locations. For video live streams of our services and more information, please visit www.hopeunited.org.uk.
Okay, let me get into this message. Okay, I was struggling with a title, and usually I'm good with titles, but I was struggling this morning, so this was some of them. How do you get God into your world? Bit boring, I thought. Yeah. Bring God. See, I just write thoughts, then bring God to me. Bad. It's not where you are, it's whose you are. Slightly better. And then I just thought of this, and it's kind of, I might change the title of this if I keep on talking about this, because it's okay. It's catchy. This is the title. The Girl with the God Tattoo. So I just thought I'd call it The Girl with the God Tattoo, because I don't know if it's totally relevant to the message, but it's a bit catchier than the rest of them. So usually my titles are better, but that's what it's called, The Girl with the God Tattoo, and you'll get where I'm coming for this. I'm going to be reading a scripture, and it's very wordy. So we're going to get deep. Excuse me, we're going to get deep into the word this morning. Okay? So sometimes we'll just share a wee passage, and we'll just share a wee concept. I'm going to share a whole chapter here. And it's for 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. Now, there's loads of information in this message that's kind of out with the concept, but it's worth talking about anyway. So I'm going to read the full package, then I'll get back into the idea, hopefully, and this will come together and it'll be amazing. It was amazing in my head. Anyway, you know, I think you can't measure what you say. You can only measure to the degree it went in and did it come out the way it went in. I was speaking in Dundee last night, and I says to the guys, I says, I've been better. And they were like, no, it was great, it was great. I says, I've been better. I says, I can only comment on to the degree it came out. Yeah. And compared to the purity it went in. Yeah. And sometimes it doesn't come out as pure as where it went in. And if it doesn't come out as pure as where it went in, then it doesn't feel as... You just know that it's not just as good, and you just need to learn. Sometimes I've had some howlers. I've had some howler sermons. I've had some belters, or not. Mostly, as I can tell by you looking at me, no. But I've had some howlers. And you learn when you have some howlers that you just have to do some... The worst thing you do is when you're having a howler is you try and turn it around. And often what happens when you're having a howler, a sermon, is that you're trying to convince them who are no for it to get for it. Yeah. Let me give you a freebie here. Success is no convincing your haters that they're wrong.
Yeah. Great.
To the degree that they don't like you, they don't like you.
Yeah.
We can end up gunning and trying to change their mind. And we think the success is in changing their mind.
Yeah.
A third of people will love you. A third of people will hate you. And a third couldn't care less.
Yeah.
That third that love you is enough.
Yeah.
But sometimes we don't like that.
Yeah.
We want the third that hate us. We want to convince them that they shouldn't be hating us.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh. And wasting loads of time.
Yeah.
Oh. When really... Your success has got absolutely nothing to do with convincing your haters to like you. Or you're having a nightmare sermon, or you're not preaching well, and you're like, they're no happy, I can see it in their face. And we're a thinking church, we can't expect people to be laughing all the time when you're preaching.
Yeah.
No, and I can tell you don't anyway, so that'll be right. anyway, let me just get into this story, right? So it says, now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honourable man in the eyes of his master. Isn't that great? He was a great and honourable man in the eyes of his master. There's a whole sermon in that alone there, but I'm not even going to get into it. Because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria, he was also a mighty man of valour. But he was a leper. Leprosy is a chronic skin disease that gets into the bloodstream and then starts to affect the bones. And no, there's medicine for it now, but then there was no medicine.
Right.
Now there's medicine. You don't see people with leprosy now. No, leprosy's there's a cure for leprosy that's out with a man of God laying hands on you, which is great. That's why physicians... No. See, to be honest with you, I'm no bothering who lays on hands on me. See, if I can take medicine and get better, I'm quite happy. I mean, I'm no over spiritual about that, to be quite honest with you. See, if your daughter or your son or your family member's ill, I don't think you're caring. I'll take the miracle any way I can get it, to be quite honest with you. And the Syrians had gone out in raids and brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. So here's a young girl, a young Jewish girl, been trafficked. She's been trafficked and took to Syria as a prisoner. And then it says she waited on Naaman's wife. Then she said to her mistress, "If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy." It's pretty obvious here that this young girl's getting treated well. It's pretty obvious that she's getting treated well. Naaman's a commander. He's a man of prominence. Yeah. I'm presuming that he lives a good life. He's got a lot of materialistic stuff. She's definitely not living in poverty. She's living a good life here. Mm-hmm. But she's in a foreign land. Mm-hmm. She's a slave. She's living okay. And she's making the best of what she's got. But she's a young girl who's away from her family. Uh-huh. Now, I don't know anything about her family. It doesn't tell you anything about her family. But she's a young girl who's been captured, trafficked, and became a slave to Naaman and his wife. And I think she probably knows that she's not getting out. She probably knows, I'm not getting out here soon. I'm not getting out here soon. Now, I want you just to hold that thought, because I'll go back into that. Let me just say this. There's some things you're not getting out of soon. Oh, what? There's some things that you're not getting out of soon. And maybe you're not meant to. I think we live in a world where it's dead easy to get out of things now. It's easier to get out of things. I think there are a lot of good things at the beginning of things. Like there's a cooling off period in things when you're over enthusiasm by stuff that you can't afford. No. Be an overzealous, aggressive salesman. Thank God you can get you that stuff. See if you can get talked out of something, you better not start. So I'd say. Anything you can get talked out of, don't start. And it's pretty obvious she was getting treated well. But she was a slave and probably knew to an extent that she would be. She isn't leaving or getting out sometime soon. I think she knows that. Okay, let me move on and I'll get back to that, because I want to get back to that. But there are other things in this story that I think's just gold, just nuggets of gold for your life that I think's just magic in this story. It says in verse 4, "And Naaman went and told his master, saying, 'Thus and thus says the girl who's from the land of Israel.'" Now, here's the thing. I don't believe that this young girl had a conversation with Naaman. That wouldn't have happened. There's no way that that girl would have been having a conversation with Naaman. She's had a conversation with Naaman's wife. But see, because Naaman then says, he goes to the king of Israel, he goes to his king and says, "Look, this young girl said thus and thus." She must have presented some case. She must have said some amazing things here for him to take on board what a wee girl said, who was a slave. Now, this wee girl's a wee slave, trafficked victim, but yet she's want healing for a slave king. It's quite an amazing thing, isn't it? That you want healing for your enemy. That she actually wants healing for her, an enemy, really. Obviously, she's been treated well, but she's had to present some amazing case for this man, who's a commander in chief, to actually listen to what a wee girl has said. To listen, she must have presented some case. Don't get me wrong, I think we're living in a society today where our daughters and sons present some cases that we think everything they say is true. Do you know what I mean? Oh, they said what to you? You know what I mean? God, have pity. Pity a teacher in this day and age to me. But let's pray for some teachers, because what they have to deal with some insecure parents is frightening. You said to her, Chantelle, what? She's amazing. She's never done anything wrong in her life. See, when I was young, I get, see if I come back and say this, I get hot again. Oh, I know we live in a different world. I get hot. What you said, what? See, no. That, honestly, I go to it again, and I'm all right. Well, I think I'm remotely all right. Don't feel like a diva anyway. So, obviously, this young girl has went to amazing detail with Naaman's wife, not directly to Naaman, but she's presented some case for Naaman, a commander-in-chief, to then go to the king of Syria and say, listen, this wee lassie said this. I mean, how did she present that? Quite amazing, really. Okay. Verse 5 to 7. Then the king of Syria said, go now and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, 10 changes of clothes. 10 changes of clothes. What a change of clothes, isn't it? Do you know why he had 10 changes of clothes? Just incidentally, if you're into this kind of stuff. He had 10 changes of clothes because it's kind of minging, really, but minging people in the maybe live stream, it's disgusting. He would have had 10 changes of clothes because he owed the openness his wounds. That's why he would have had 10 changes of clothes. Exactly. Then he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which said, now be advised, when this letter comes to you, that I have sent Naaman, my servant, to you, that you may heal him of his leprosy. These guys aren't even pals. And it happened when the king of Israel read the letter that he tore his clothes. That's a common thing that they say in the Old Testament, that anger, they were raging, that they tore his clothes and said, am I God to kill and make alive, that this man sends a man to me to heal him of his leprosy? Therefore, please consider and see how he wants to quarrel with me. Well, don't you? Can you identify with that? Because I can identify with this. When somebody who's so against you then comes asking you for help.
Yeah.
You ever come to that? When somebody that you know is so against you then asks you for help, you're like, what are they after?
Yeah.
You ever get that?
Yeah.
What are they up? They're up to something. I don't trust them. What are they up to? They're up to no good, you know. And I so identify with the king about being sceptical, asking people for help. No, what's their agenda?
Yeah.
Must have an agenda here. Then it says, verse 8 to 12, so it was when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent the king saying, why have you torn your clothes? Please let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. Then Naaman went with his horses and chariots, and he stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha said to the messenger to him, Elisha incidentally comes after, he's the prophet after Elijah. Elijah was an amazing prophet. Elijah just made, honestly, he had fireballs coming out of his eyeballs. You know, do you know one of them guys? Right, so he's a different type of man of God, okay? So he was a name and claim it guy.
Yeah.
Okay, he's the guy that you really want to get help for without having to behave, right? So you just don't need to do anything. He just names it. No, Elijah was amazing. No, he could make, oh man, he could make angels dance on the edge of your bed. He could do amazing stuff, this guy, without you having to have to do anything. Yeah. You just go to him and you just go, boom. Oh, it feels amazing, Elijah. It feels amazing. It's amazing. He is the real feelings prophet guy. Oh, it feels amazing. I don't have to change. Oh, Elijah, you're awesome. You know, nothing. You don't need tithe, you don't need offer, you don't need change, you don't need there. Elijah just naming it, and you're like, whoa. Oh, he's a real flaky prophet. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Now they've got this guy, Elisha. He's like, right, okay. He's a completely different guy, you know. Yeah. And they're like, well, bring back Elijah, bring back Elijah. We prefer Elijah. He names it and claims it. And Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, tell him to go, sent a messenger, didn't even go and see him.
Yeah.
And this is what he says. Go and tell that guy to go and get washed in the Jordan 7 times. I mean, no way.
Yeah.
No, that's no exciting enough.
Yeah.
I'm looking for more excitement.
Yeah.
I'm looking for something bigger than this. Just go and tell him to get washed in the Jordan 7 times.
Yeah.
He's filthy. So then what happens is Naaman then says this, please let him come in net, he shall know that he's a prophet of Israel. Then Naaman went with his horses and chariots and he stood at the door of Elijah's house. And Elijah sent a messenger, didn't even come and see him. See, some people don't believe in a healing until they get it off the man of God. I want to have a relationship. I need to know you personally. Can I get to know you? Can I get... No, never mind, you don't need to get... It's God's word you need to know. Don't need to know. You don't... You just need to do what's asked. No. Do you know what you need to do? You need to go and serve. You need to turn up and serve. Oh, no, no, I prefer Elijah. It would make me feel better. No, just turn up. Get a better attitude. You'll be okay. Oh, no, I don't like that. I don't like that. Bring back Elijah. It makes me feel better. It's far too normal. It's far too... I don't want normal healing. I need extraordinary healing. Turn up, Ty. Do this, do that. You'll be fine. Oh, no, no. It's no good enough for me. I want something bigger. I want something more extraordinary. I want something super duper. And Elijah sent a message to him, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times. I believe... Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times. This is just my take on it. I'm not saying it's totally. I'm sure there'll be more Bible scholars, because their word, the 7 means something, and 10 means something, and 12 means something, and we're getting lost in the deep. We're drowning in stuff that doesn't matter. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But here's the thing for me is, I believe that Elijah, by time Naaman got there, he probably had 7 different sets of clothes on.
Yeah.
By time he got there. And there's verification for that at the end. Wow. When he's only got 2 sets of clothes left. But go and wash in the Jordan 7 times and your flesh shall be restored to you and you shall come and you shall be clean. Listen to this. I love this. Naaman was raging.
Yeah.
Of course he was. Wasn't he spiritual enough? This is no spiritual enough for me. Naaman was raging.
Yeah.
I want an encounter with the man of God.
Yeah.
I want to meet... What do you mean he's not even coming to see me? I've been in this church for 2 months and I've no had a meeting with him. I'm on a meeting with the pastor. I'm on a meeting with the guy. I need a meeting with the man. If I'm not having a meeting with the man, I'm not having a healing. There'll be no healing until I have a meeting. And this guy's ready to miss out. But he's raging. He's raging. He's off. So I don't know. Oh, that's it. This guy's had leprosy for... I don't know if he's had it all his life. He's had it for a long time. This guy's skin's falling off.
Yeah.
The man of God says something no profound enough.
Yeah.
I mean, dipping the Jordan 7 times. And then Naaman's brilliant. Naaman's like, the Jordan? Because the Jordan, honestly, have you seen the Jordan? Honestly, I'll tell you where it's no, the Caribbean Sea. Seriously, the Jordan's no the Caribbean Sea. It's like, have you ever seen the River Calder? Do you know the River Calder? The Ravenscraig used to flow into it. That's all you need to know. Okay? We used to swim in it when I was young. And it's where people would... I know it's horrible, but this is what they would do. You'd be swimming in it. And there'd be dead dogs and all that passing by you. Minging. This is the Jordan. Naaman's like, hold on. If you're asking me to get into a river, I can get into Syrian rivers here. They're at least there. They're like the Caribbean compared to the Jordan. But Naaman became furious and went away and said, indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come and see me. There'll no be healing until I have a word with a man. This guy's missing out. Because he's not having an encounter. I want an appointment. I need an appointment. You don't need an appointment. You just need to do what's asked. Oh, no. This is no loving enough, isn't it? No. Don't need an appointment. The man of God told you to go and do that. Aye, that'll be right. Some people are missing out in healing. I know this is kind of... See, if I had the keyboard, this would be the keyboard bit, right? Right, this would be the key. I'm looking for it. If any of you can play the keyboard so we could get that... No, like the TD Jake stuff. This is when I'd be doing it because I go into preaching. Some people are missing out in the healing because you don't like how it's coming. You don't like what the man of God's saying. Well, I don't agree. Well, that's okay. You've got to continue with leprosy then. You're not going to get better. Your skin's going to keep flaking off. You're going to remain ill. You're going to remain sick. And listen, never mind fleshy here. You're going to remain sick in your mind, your heart. That's how you're not beating in. Because he's asking you to do something simple, but it's you want something more spiritual than that. Well, you don't need something spiritual. You just need to turn up. Get a better attitude. Stop criticising. Stop judging.
Hello? That's what he said. Yeah. Just do what I say. I don't need a meeting with you. I don't even need a relationship with you. Yeah. Oh, no, I need a relationship. But Naaman became furious and went away. And he surely will come and see me. And stand and call my name because he's that special. You know that? I'm not getting a hit. I wasn't. See, when I get saved, honestly. See, when I first get saved, I wanted the pastor to know. He needs to. Does he know how special I am? Yeah. Do you know how I'm special? Yeah. My homie is special, and the special people he spending time with. That's for sure. Because he was special. I mean, too right. I know, but see, the special people that are no walking about with leprosy. They just done what was asked and went into the Jordan and dipped 7 times because they weren't looking for some super spiritual and flaky arm.
Yeah, awesome.
No, be coming and having a meeting with me. Yeah. And come to this church a month now and he doesn't even know my talent. Seriously. Yeah. I've got people up singing and I've got the dulcet tones of an angel. Really? 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 Okay. Okay, that's great. That's great. You've got a great person. That's great. You've got a big gift. No, but poor character.
Yeah.
No, because you've got a submission problem.
Yeah.
Oh, I get any baller for this all the time. Yeah. I mean, you know the girl I'm talking about in the that thing. The thing I'm talking about, the father wound and all that. See, when I talk like that, honestly, I was convinced she was going to murder me. Because I represent, hear me here, I represented her dad.
Yeah. Wow. That's right.
No, her heavenly father, her earthly father, I represented her. And the reason she came at me with that spirit was, and the reason they come at you with that spirit is, it's their way of never feeling rejected again.
Yeah.
So if I can make you weaker, you'll never reject me again because I'll word loyal you.
That's right.
So Naaman became furious and said, he will surely come out to me and stand and call, because he's special.
Yeah.
Call of the name of the Lord God and wave his hand over the place. See, you need a wave. You need a laying on of hands. If you're not going to laying on of hands, it can't be healed.
Yeah.
Elisha's like, he's in the back room. He's having a wee bit of lunch and that.
Yeah.
What's up? Oh, he's out there. He's cracking up, man. Oh. He's raging. You've got to leave and go and lay hands on him. He's cracking up. Is he dipped in the Jordan yet? Dipped in the Jordan? He's not dipping in the Jordan. He's one flaky.
Yeah.
He's not getting healed until some super spiritual arms.
Yeah.
And the whole thing that he needs to do is submit.
Yeah.
And just do what the man of God asks him.
Yeah.
Just do what the man of God asks. Yeah. No, well, I'll interpret my own Bible. Well, okay then. Okay then. Okay then. Okay then. Stay sick. Stay sick.
Yeah.
Go and dip in the Jordan 7 times. Would you do it? See, I get that sick. I get that sick. See, when I get sober. See if they told me. See, when I first got sober, I remember going to my first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. I went to my first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous thinking that I was a superstar. I went to my first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous in Boswell. I handpicked the meeting. Because there'd be an upper class drunk in that meeting. Do you get what I mean? That's how people think, innit? I had the Naaman syndrome.
Yeah.
Where's the AA meetings here? Well, there's one in View Park. We're going to View Park. Full of alkies. That was me! That was me! Full of alkies in View Park. We're going to a meeting in View Park. Full of alkies. See, some of yous are that prideful that they won't. Some of yous are so prideful.
Right.
Some of yous are so prideful that we need an upper class healing. Seriously.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to a meeting. So I phoned Alcoholics Anonymous. I says, I think I've got a bit of a drink problem. Think I've got a bit of a drink problem. Hadn't he been sober for 19 years? I think I had a bit of a drink problem. You know what I mean? So they says, oh, there's a meeting in View Park. View Park. And then they mentioned a couple other places that was no much better. In my head, not rang me View Park. No. He says, oh, there's a meeting in Boswell. I says, Boswell? Yes. I'll go to the meeting in Boswell. It was February. This is the truth. It was a February night. Right, so dark nights. Everyone is 8 o'clock kickoffs.
Yeah.
AA meetings are 8 o'clock kickoffs. Most meetings, they maybe have changed now. I've not been in an AA meeting for a long time, but they used to be 8 o'clock kickoffs. That's what time they started at. So I arrive about 8:03, you know what I mean? You don't want to come too early here, you know? So I remember parking in the car park in the Boswell meeting. Now, I've never been in an AA meeting. I don't even know what to expect. I've not got a clue what to expect. Arrive in the meeting in Boswell, park my car, get my car. There's a woman, and I am kidding you not, she's for me to Margaret away. No, maybe further than Margaret away. It's pitch black in a car park. And I get out my car like that, trying to act like Naaman. Looking for some healing here, but you're going to have to do some, you know, because I'm okay. There's nothing wrong with me. You need it. You get issues. So I go to the meeting like that. I go to the meeting like that, and where Margaret's sitting, a woman shouted out, because I'm looking about me like that. And she's like, excuse me, son. I'm like, yes. Okay, I've no fingernails. You know what I mean? I've no fingernails. Like, yes. She says, is it Alcoholics Anonymous you're looking for? Now, here's the point. Here's the point. I'm trying to pass off as an upper-class drunk. A stranger knows I'm an alky for 50 yards in the dark. 50 yards in the dark. Mark is shouting. Say, hey, you're looking for, son. And I remember going to that meeting. Didn't he get healed? Nothing happened. There were a woman talking. This is what she was talking about. And I thought, for heaven's sake. She was talking about Hayden Carlsberg specials. I kid you not. I kid you. And that was not my life. She was talking about how she worked in a fish and chip shop. This is a true story. I don't know her name. I can't remember her name. She worked in a... I wouldn't tell you if I did. She worked in a fish and chip shop. True story. And she laughed. I was working in a fish and chip shop. And then the boss would come in. So I would just fling the cans of Carlsberg into the fryer to hide them. What? What am I doing here in this lunatic asylum? She's paid in Carlsberg specials in a deep fat fryer. And here I am in this lunatic asylum. There'll be no healing here. This woman was 16 years sober. Instead of, I could have just said a wee funny thing there, but it just wouldn't work now, but because it's rubbish. I was thinking about dipping Carlsberg in the fryer and dipping herself in the Jordan, but it doesn't really work. That's where my head went, I'm just telling you. Dipping Carlsberg to dip myself in the Jordan, you know what I mean? That's where I went near with that, but it's totally irrelevant and time's starting to go here. I get drunk after a month. I was a month sober and I get drunk, it was a mess. The next day I get back, I make a phone call, one of the humility phone calls. I'm no alright phone calls. No, some of you don't know about them, but I don't know what you're talking about. I go to Boswell. We know you do. I go to Boswell meetings. I don't know what you're talking about, Carlsberg specials. Huh. I just have 2 glasses of wine. Does everybody say? There's nothing wrong with me. You're little rascals. Oh, sorry, this is becoming so immature. Anyway, I went to another meeting and then I met a guy and he started helping me and see if he said to me, go and stand in the corner with your head. Go and do a headstand in the corner, I would have done it. Because I was this statement, and I know... I was sick of being sick. Some people are still sick because they're not sick enough of being sick. Or they're not ready to just do what's ever asked of them. So the guy says to me, he says, just go and stand your head in the corner. Okay, no problem. He says, you need to get to your eight. You need to keep coming here. You need to do that. You need to, however. You just need to go and dip in the Jordan 7 times.
Yeah.
I was wanting to be a gaffer. If you heard me yet? I don't know nothing. Wait you hear me. Wait you hear me up there talking. Special kind of healing for me. Then he says, not until you wave your hand over me and over the place and heal the leprosy. And then he talks about how these rivers in Damascus are better. Okay, let me just... There's a great verse in verse 13 as I bring this in. And then it says, and the servants came near him and spoke to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, oh, I love this. Don't you just love when scriptures like this are in the Bible and I think, oh my goodness. If the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing when we get asked to do something amazing? Oh, he's great, he's a mighty man. I don't know why I need to be camped there. He's amazing. Oh, do you hear what the man of God said? He said, I'm amazing, I'm going to be a preacher. I'm amazing. I'm changing the world. I'm the new greatest evangelist. I'm going to be the next Joyce Meyer. I'm amazing. He's told me I'm amazing. And these guys, and let me tell you something, have you got a friend like this? Because you need the friends like this in your life. That's going to turn around and say, you know what? See when they're bumming you up. See when they're bragging on you and telling you how amazing you are. You think he's a mighty man of God. But see when he's asking you to do something mundane and something normal. You're not interested. Maybe you should do the same. Oh, we're praising him. Yeah, he's great. He's giving me accolades. He's brilliant. Woo, woo, praise him. He's a great guy. Go and dip in the Jordan 7 times. Oh, for no law, I love you. No law of love in this church anymore.
Yeah.
There were a law of love when you were getting praised.
Yeah.
Oh. And the man of God who builds you up is the same man of God who corrects you and guides you.
Yeah.
Same voice, yeah. Same man, yeah. Same power, yeah. Same strength, same word of God,
yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
And if we need friends like in our life, turn around and say, no, but God's word's not just God's word on the good day. It's God's word in your nightmare.
Yeah.
It's God's word in your bad day.
Yeah.
It's the same word.
Yeah.
And the servant came near to him and spoke to him and says, if the prophet told you to do something great, would you not have done it? Too right, he would have.
Yeah.
Naaman, you're amazing. I'm going to wave a flag over you in Shabba Dabba Doo, you're amazing. Oh, that's so good. Naaman. When dip yourself in the Jordan 7 times, definitely not a man of God.
Yeah.
Cannot be a man of God talking to me like that.
No.
I hope you've got a friend like that.
Yeah.
I hope you've got a friend that's coming up and saying, you know what? Do you know what? Let me just say this. Some of you have got an opposite friend. He said what?
Yeah.
See if you've got that kind of friend.
Yeah.
The chances are you're missing out on major healing.
Yeah.
See if you've got that kind of friend, you're missing. He said, what? Does he not know how special you are? No, they've not seen my gift. He's not seen my gift yet. He's not seen my gift yet. What? Yeah, they've not seen your gift yet. They don't know how special I am, or I'm a commander. They don't know how special I am. Oh, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be listening to him either. That's the kind of friend you don't need. That's the kind of friend that's stopping you getting a healing.
Yeah.
That's the kind of friend that's stopping you getting set free.
Yeah.
That's not the kind of friend you need. A friend that say, you know what, I would do it was asked.
Yeah.
I would do it was asked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, oh no, terrible. Can I believe he said that to you? Oof, I wouldn't be doing it either. I wouldn't be dipping in the muddy Jordan either. We know you're not dipping in the muddy Jordan. You've got leprosy as well.
Yeah.
Sorry. not sorry, whatever that is. Yeah. I don't like that stuff. I hope you have friends that say stuff like that to you.
Yeah.
I really do.
Because
they'll be a real friend. Because they're a friend that's no frightened of what you become.
Yeah.
Some people don't want you to become any different because then they'll lose it.
Yeah, that's great, Mark. That's awesome.
I want a friend to say to me, do you know what? My experience is. And people don't like this because it looks like submission and surrender and it's comply or die. It's no comply or die. It's a whole different spirit.
Yeah.
So I maybe should just do what's asked of me.
Yeah.
I should maybe just do what's asked of me. That's what the man of God says. And the same man of God, the same man of God that can do that surely can do something else. Verse 14, so he went down and dipped in the Jordan 7 times. The guy gets healed. He eventually does it. He gets dipped in the Jordan 7 times. Now, I don't know if he'd done this. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's just got to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Some of us would go like that. Told you it was a waste of time. Anything yet? Is it getting better? 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 Some things don't get better, and then it's that.
Yeah.
Some things don't. You're like, is it getting a bit better? Is it getting a bit? Is it getting a bit better? Is it getting a bit better? Is it getting a bit better? Sometimes not.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't see anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't see anything until the 7th time.
Yeah.
Until the whole cycle of what the man of God said today. Today. Yeah. It's not getting better than now. I know, but you've no. You need to get through the whole process.
Yeah.
And then he goes on and says, after he does it, he's healed. And then he says, now I know, I love this. Now I know there is no God in earth except in Israel. This man's now became a Jew. And he's a Jew. He's became a Jew. He's became a... Now I know there's no other gods. I don't need to worship any other God. Now I am a Jew. This guy's became a Jew. This guy's became, this guy, Old Testament saved. This guy's now gave his whole life to God. So he wants to give the man of God some. The man of God says, no, honestly, you don't need to give me anything. My reward is your healing. My reward is your healing. Let me just say this as an offshoot. See, if you only do this because you're getting paid, problem. No, no, a career's what you're paid for, a calling's what you're made for.
Yeah.
Let me just say this, this doesn't make me a superstar, and I'm just saying, I'm a volunteer in this church.
Yeah.
By choice.
Yeah.
My dream is to remain a volunteer for the rest of my life. That's my ambition. I want to be a volunteer for the rest of my life. People say, oh, but you'll eventually, I don't care about getting paid. See, the thing is, I know people that wouldn't tie but want to be a pastor. How can you get me deluded? Sorry, pastor, we can't pay you. What do you mean you can't pay? We can't pay you because nobody's tithing. What? You're included.
Yeah.
You have to pay yourself off.
Yeah.
You're getting paid off yourself because you're not tithing.
Yeah.
I want to be a pastor, but I don't want to tithe. Are you kidding? And now, Naaman is a Jew. Full on man of God. Elijah's like, I don't want a gift. I don't need your gift. My gift is who you are. And he leaves and then he meets this guy. I need to close. Then there's Kezai. Kezai works for Elisha. He's hoping to get a wee bit accolade at the expense of the man of God. Oh, see that? He's hoping to get some out of it. Elijah doesn't want any of him. Kezai starts chasing after him and says, do you know what? The man of God says he does want some after all. No, the man of God didn't want in, and he wanted something.
Yeah.
He was looking for a healing.
Yeah.
He was looking to gain some at the expense of the man of God who didn't want anything.
Yeah.
And then he says that he pursues Naaman, and he pursues him, and then he goes back. Kezai goes back, and Elijah says, where were you? What were you up to? Now, here's the thing that baffles me, right? He says, what were you up to? Kezai, and he's like, nothing. Don't you think the man that can tell a guy he dip himself in the Jordan 7 times and heals him knows when somebody's up to something?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Don't you think the same guy, don't you think the same man of God who knows when you're dipping yourself, who can ask you to dip yourself in the Jordan 7 times and be healed?
This guy was raising, listen, not only that, Elisha raised a wee dead, a boy to the dead, a boy for the dead, and the Shunammite women. This guy's performed miracles left, right, and centre. He's told a man whose leprosy, who he didn't even speak to dim the Jordan 7 times and he's healed. And then he asked Kezai, who started chasing Naaman to get some money off him. Kezai, what you been up to? Nothing, I've just been in my room. Don't you think the same guy who can get you dipped in the Jordan 7 times is and this is what I love what Elisha says. Elisha says this. Liar. He says, I know what you've been up to. This is what he says. Because see where you went, my heart was there. My heart was there. Can he pull the wool out of a man of God after he be kiddied? Seriously? Oh, I never thought they would notice. Did my heart not go? Did the guy that know tell you to dip in the Jordan 7 times and be healed just by doing that without touching you? Is not the same guy that would know your heart if it was something, you know? Yeah. But yet this case I tried to pull the wool out of the man of God's eyes. Yeah. Okay, let me close. Fraser, come up. If you don't mind, thank you. What happens next is that what happens to a lot of people. Elisha then says, see what Naaman had you've got. And what ends up happening is obviously infects him with leprosy. Kezai ends up with leprosy. And what happened is that when we or people when we go in our own agenda, we end up with the very thing that God had healed in somebody else. We end up when we try to get in the back door of people's thinking, we end up with the very thing that God was healing in somebody else. Yeah. When we judge people, where we criticise people, we end up with what they've got. Yeah. Given it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Yeah. Okay, let me close by saying this. I want to go back to the wee girl to kind of bring in this message title. She finds a way. I'm never going to get here. I'm never going to get here. I need to bring God in.
Wow,
I can't get out.
Wow.
How do I get God in?
That's awesome.
I believe this young girl is an absolute genius.
Yeah.
She's an absolute genius. I don't know her name. Nobody knows her name. This is what I believe, and this is what I believe happened next. This young girl is a slave and a traffic victim. She can't get out of your situation. Some people in this room and listening and wherever you're in a situation you can't get out of.
Yeah.
But you can still get God in.
Yeah.
You can bring God in. You can find a way to bring God into it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in this nightmare and we make it so easy to leave and so easy to do that. What about bringing God in?
Yeah.
And this young girl, I believe, knew, if I get this guy healed, then he's going to come back here. Now I'm no longer a slave.
Yeah.
I'm no longer a slave.
Yeah.
I'm now a woman of God in a foreign land.
That's awesome. Wow.
Here's the thing, as I close, the rest of the band want to come up. This man didn't know anything about Jewishness. Who do you think would become his teacher?
Wow.
Who do you think became the teacher in that home?
Who
do you think became his teacher? He didn't know anything about Jewishness. Didn't know anything about Jewish traditions and Jewish festivals. He didn't know anything about what it was like to fully one true God. But this wee lassie did. God was tattooed in her heart. No matter what her problem, no matter what her dilemma, no matter what her situation, God was tattooed in her heart.
Yeah.
And I believe she would have became Naaman's teacher. Naaman would come back and go, I can't believe it's happened. You're right. I get healed with this guy. I believe that there's only one God.
Yeah.
There's only one true God. How do you
How do I get to know him better? And she would have started sharing stuff, and she would have started talking to him about stuff. God's got an amazing way. He can get into your problem.
Yeah.
And get into your situation, and into your dilemma, and into your life. But you know what? It takes two things. Courage. What courage it took that young girl. I can't wait to meet her in heaven. Do you know, they're the people, they're the heroes in heaven that you don't even know their name, and you'll be in heaven, you'll go and go, maybe you'll automatically know. I don't know how it'll work. Maybe you'll just automatically know when you get to heaven who she'll be. You might know. I can't wait to meet her.
Yeah.
I might go like, can I have a word with you? How did you go about that?
Yeah.
And she'll say, well, right, Mark, let me tell you, because I'll know her, you know what I mean? And she'll be like, this is what happened is, I knew Elijah would bring amazing healing to this man's life. And I knew when Elijah brought amazing healing, so I knew if I have a conversation with his wife in a certain way, she'll make him go.
Yeah.
He'll go and he'll get healed. Off Elijah, I knew he would not want to get healed because he'd want a special healing, right? Because he's a special guy, right? But I knew he would get healed and then he would come back. And I knew when he came back, I would no longer be a slave. I would be a Jew. I'd be able to live with God and I'd be able to teach the ways of God to this family.
Yeah.
See, in heaven, do you think Naaman's wife, do you think Naaman's wife became a Jew? Absolutely. Her man comes back healed, they're all getting, whoa!
Absolutely.
And this young girl, you'll meet her in heaven because she couldn't have got a problem, she couldn't have got a drama, but she found a way to get God in.
Yeah.
She found a way how to get God in. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Hope United. You can stay connected with us through our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages.